Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jill Vandevort with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau joins us on today's program to preview the 10th annual Red Rock Balloon Fest, July 9th through the 11th at the Pella Sports Park. Well, Jill, it's fun to be back in summer in Pella, Iowa, that's for sure. And one of the exciting events for our entire area, for Pella, Knoxville included, is the return of the Balloon Fest after last year's cancellation. It will be a little bit different this year. In fact, a lot different with location, but obviously a chance to see balloons soar over the Red Rock area with entertainment and all the above. Let our listeners know about the major change for this year's event, but what it means also to be back with the Balloon Fest for the 10th time.
Well, it is Actually, just a joy to think about the fact that we started this event 10 years ago in partnership with Knoxville. We have liaisons on the committee, both from both communities, working hard to make it a success every year. And canceling last year, as with many other events, was extremely difficult for us. So bringing it back for this year means that actually the pilots are just as excited. We have 38 pilots already in place. We have more that have been invited for this year, along with 39 sponsors. So not only are the pilots excited to return, but thankfully so have our sponsorships been, and our, you know, our businesses and sponsors from both communities have returned in full force as well. Always being sponsored as our overall sponsor, Edward Jones, and we can't do this without partnership with the Red Rock Lake Association. But one thing we really want to keep people informed of this year is the fact that the dates of July 9, 10, and 11 for this year, but Friday night we typically would be at the beach. We will not be at the beach. We do not have entertainment or any happenings other than the flight this year for Friday night. But Saturday night, we are very excited to have the opportunity, and we thank them tremendously. The city of Pella, we're working with them on having it at the Pella Sports Park. They've been great hosts so far. It's a great location. It'll work out well. So nothing at the beach this year. Saturday night only, July 10, will be at the Pella Sports Park with the 5K fundraiser run in the morning at 8 a.m., but then our activities themselves begin at 3 o'clock with the Chris Amarillo Band, followed by the Rock Bottom Band, which we've had a number of years. They're local artists and have a great following, so come out and enjoy them. They'll be playing from 6 to 10, along with some food vendors, so food and snacks available out there at the Pella Sports Park as well. And the very famous Night Glow will take place again at dusk, again, at the Pella Sports Park. If you're not familiar with that address, it's 393 Baseline Drive on the east end of Pella.
Just tell us a little bit about why the sports park this year.
Yeah, and so we talked to different locations throughout Knoxville and Pella to try and come up with a plan B. Reason we had to come up with a plan B is because the North Overlook Beach, where we're normally at, is owned and operated by the Army Corps of Engineers. Therefore, it's government land yet. The government lands, in this case, are very restrictive with a lot of continued COVID regulations that we were going to need to follow and abide by. And with that volume of crowd out there, including our event, as well as those boaters and beachgoers and so forth, would be enough of a crowd that we couldn't just possibly figure out a way that we could follow the COVID restrictions still in place there at North Overlook Beach. So after going with a plan, actually a plan B, we are now at our plan C, and which is the Pella Sports Park. And again, we're so grateful to Jeanette Vaughn and Kevin Voss with the City of Pella for working with us and making this happen. So they're great to work with. It's going to be a great location. And we'll be back out at the lake again next year.
Well, and in terms of pilots and in terms of that aspect of things, how's that going in terms of getting balloons back to this area? I know that, again, we had that year of uncertainty. What's the response been in the return to the actual flight portion of the event?
Yeah, again, it's exciting for these pilots. I've heard a number of the pilots mention that they're doing ballooning events every weekend throughout the entire summer. Starting in June, they just had the Ottumwa event, so June, July, and August. So their families are living and breathing ballooning throughout the summer just because they're so excited to be back full force into the event season again. So we haven't had anyone that has had any kind of great concern about it. But again, we've had a wait list for a number of years of people wanting to get into our event. So we have now been working down the wait list because a couple people had maybe already planned a vacation then or whatever it was for our pilots. But so we've been able to work in, again, new pilots this year. And the number 38 is actually more than we've had before. That's our highest amount ever. And we look to have potentially 40 for this year because we do have the funds available to invite a couple more. So just appreciate the pilots. We can't do it without them. We can't do it without our sponsors' support. And we're just excited for this 10th annual event.
And again, there will be four launches this year if people happen to see the balloons. Quickly let our listeners know about those, why they're very temperamental weather-wise, and why they should stay tuned to KRLS Radio if there are any changes.
That's absolutely a good point, Andrew. They are very temperamental. Winds have to be just right for balloon flight. But balloon launches are currently scheduled for roughly 6:30 p.m. on Friday, July 9. That'll be the cup race. This year, the planning committee is supporting and sponsoring the cup race for that night. Then Saturday morning, they'll be flying again, weather permitting, 6:30 a.m. and again, 6:30 p.m. And then on Sunday morning, we'll be up in the air at 6:30 a.m. again, concluding the event. So we'll work on our scoring for the event for that weekend and award our prizes on Sunday morning following that flight. But again, please understand it's an amazing event. It's an amazing sport, but very weather temperamental. Please listen to KNIA, KRLS. Andrew, Trevor, the team, all of them will be available, but just to give you updates on our flights and the happenings during the event.
Once again, that was Jill Vandevort with the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau previewing the annual Red Rock Balloon Fest July 9th through the 11th. Find a full schedule of activities at kniakrls.com. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.